This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
It's time once again for our Wired Wednesday feature here on the News 1130 Evening Show, where we delve into the world of all things techie. And as always, we're joined by local tech expert John Beeler. Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. This must be a very exciting time of year for you, what with the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, eh?
Absolutely. It's almost overwhelming. There's just too much to see and not enough time to see it.
Okay, lots to talk about tonight, so let's get to it. The first item, I got to say, is awfully cool, and it's what an amazing thing for people with vision problems who are completely blind. I'm not sure how to say the word correctly, but tell us about this particular new thing for your smartphone.
Yeah, it's called the iPoly. It's A-I-P-O-L-Y, and it's basically artificial intelligence using your smartphone's camera. And it's really meant for visually impaired or even blind people to use their phone to point at objects in their house, and it actually can identify them and speak it out to them and also display in very large readable text what the object is. So imagine having a table full of different things on it. You point your phone at different objects and it tells you what it is out loud. And I was really impressed with how well it works. It's an app you can download now on the App Store, and it uses a cloud-based neural network. So the more people that use it, they train stuff that the app can't identify, and then it can actually go into great detail. It actually was able to identify the make and model of my laptop when I pointed it at it. So it was very impressive.
So it just you shoot it at something, and then the phone just tells you what it's looking at.
Almost instantaneously, too, yeah.
Very neat. Now, this next one, I got to say, is kind of odd. Tell us about the selfie toaster.
Yes, the selfie toaster. Would have been great to hear about this before Christmas, but what it is you upload a photo to their website, and then they will ship you for $70 a toaster with these metal inserts that are basically plates based off of a high contrast photo that you supply to them. And it will essentially etch your selfie onto a piece of toast.
Does it have to be a picture of your face? Could it be any kind of image?
That's how they're marketing it, but it seems like you could upload any image as long as it's the right kind of image, like that fits into their little screen, because you get these little metal inserts, and presumably you can swap them out and put different images in there if you want to do things, company logos, that kind of thing. It's just kind of a fun little bit of tech with, you know, the selfie generation that we have right now.
And how much again did you say it was?
It's about $70 US.
And only one image per toaster, right?
That's correct.
Tell us about the DIY sonar glove.
Yeah, there's a couple of PhD students in Japan that have designed a glove, and they've given it away basically to free to anyone that wants to build it themselves, and they're encouraging rescue organizations to take a look at this. What it is it's a specially made glove that has little water jets on it and some really simple off-the-shelf sonar technology. So imagine if you're trying to find people in the water or objects in the water, and it's completely, you know, murky and dark and everything like that, you wouldn't be able to really tell stuff until you actually get close to it. So you're just basically swapping around in midair or midwater. What this bit of sonar does, it gives you feedback as you get closer to objects, so you don't jam your hand into something. It also allows you to get feedback when you're getting close, and then as you get closer, the jets get more intense on your hand, basically just giving you some physical underwater feedback that you're getting close to something, and you know, use some caution when you're going forward.
So you don't actually see any sort of object, you actually feel that you're getting closer to an object.
Yeah, so you're not actually going to put your hand into a dangerous object. You're at least aware that it's there, and then you can go in deeper and look closer at it. But in a very, you know, real life situation, like in a flood plain or something like that, where you're looking for stuff underwater, this glove could be really handy, and it sounds like it's really inexpensive to build.
All right, thank you, John. That's John Beeler, local tech expert. Listen for Wired Wednesday every Wednesday right here on the News 1130 Evening Show. Coming up in 60 seconds, we'll check traffic and weather together on the ones.